Dreamscape presents Unveiled by Alice Rain, narrated by Shiloh Gray, Ruth Francis, Rory Carter, and Todd Scott. Prologue. Kate. Bursting through the front door into the early summer evening, I felt the breeze on my skin, warm and soft, but instantly blowing my long hair across my face so I couldn't see. A frustrated mew flew from my lips as I continued to blindly run, raising a hand to drag my hair back from my eyes to clear my vision. Down the driveway or through the field, that was my only choice. I barely hesitated, diverting my feet towards the relative safety of the tall wheat crop to my right. At least in the field he wouldn't be able to jump in his car and drive after me. A loud, furious bellow behind me broke the peace of the evening and made every single hair on my body stand up in fear. Fuck, he was coming. I'd hope it would take him longer to get up and get his trousers back on. I barely had a head start on him, and I knew from experience that he was a fast runner, too fast. The cut on my temple from his punch stung, and sweat began to pop on my forehead as I urged my legs to move quicker, my arms pumping desperately at my sides to try and propel me forwards. Usually a good runner, I found that tonight fear was paralysing my lungs and stopping me from breathing properly. Instead, I was gasping and stuttering, panting so desperately that it seemed to be echoing in my ears. Finally, I reached the edge of the crop, ducking my head as I began to blast my way through. Pointy ears of wheat stabbed at my arms and face, surprisingly vicious for their small size, but I ignored the scratches and threw my hands out in front to help clear a path through the stems. My pulse was hammering in my ears, and my breathing was ragged and wheezy, but I heard the exact second that Greg joined me in the crop. The crunching and smashing of the wheat stalks behind me was unmistakable, as was the sound of his heavy, determined breathing as he began to gain on me. Shit, shit, shit. What had I been thinking coming in the field? I was disorientated and isolated. At least on the driveway I would have stood a chance of making it onto the main road and signalling down a car for help. It was too late now, and as the helplessness of my situation fully dawned on me, panic surged up my spine, making me light-headed. My feet stumbled on a lumpy root, and before I even realised it, I was tumbling forwards, my arms flailing as I tried and failed to regain my footing. Given the speed I had been running, I hit the ground with considerable force, and any remaining air in my useless lungs was forced from me in a sharp exhalation as my ribs connected with the hard soil. I saw stars before my eyes.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?